B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We're feeding the front line every Friday. Today, it'll be with BW Sweets Bakery, and we're going to be feeding our friends at Levine Children's Hospital at CMC Maine, and they're going to bring 200 cupcakes, Roy. How exciting is that?
It's a lot of cupcakes.
You know, numbers continue to rise here, and I know, Roy, we had a close call here at work. Someone on another show tested positive to COVID-19, and we wanted to ask some of these questions to someone who came on with us before from BetterMed. Dr. Z is on the phone. Good morning, Dr. Z.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back on with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right, Roy, why don't you shoot Dr. Z your question first, and then I'll ask mine, and we'll get a nice bow on our questions, and then we'll have answers.
So I was looking at the CDC website, and it was saying that if you come in contact with someone who has coronavirus, if you've been exposed, and it seems like they're doing this 6 feet for 15 minutes rule. Like if you're within 6 feet for 15 minutes, it's
an exposure.
And then you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks. My question is that if, let's say, you wait 5 days within that 2 week period and go get tested for coronavirus, and then you come back as negative, are you okay? Because I would assume if you're asymptomatic, it would show up.
That is correct. I mean, that I think you what you're looking at is what's called the non-testing option, right? The non-testing option is exposure for more than 15 minutes, less than 6 feet, then you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But if you've been exposed to somebody, you're wearing your mask, you're doing your social distancing, a day between 5 and 8, ideally between that timeline, if you get tested and you're negative, you're pretty much negative. Remember, no test is 100% sensitive or specific, or accurate. The accuracy isn't there yet. They're all pretty good, but you can essentially assume that you are negative. So then you can take yourself off of a quarantine. So you've got, that's the testing option. The one you were discussing that the CDC is recommending is a non-testing option, because the issue is, once again, not enough tests, not enough people being tested.
The concern, the concern for us, Dr. Z, was it wasn't in our studio. It was another morning show host who tested positive. She woke up and got in the shower and couldn't smell the soap. And she's like, and went and got tested and came back positive. And even though Roy and I didn't have direct contact with her, we're still in the same building, still shared the same elevator, not with her at the same time, but, you know, we rode the same elevator, walked through the same lobby and hallway. And from what we understand is, as long as you weren't within 6 feet of her for 15 minutes or more without a mask on or something, then you should be okay to come to work. Would that be fair? And I thought that was a good question to answer for other people who might have a positive test in their workplace.
That is correct. But, you know, you have to really, you know, in that situation, her and whoever she works in close contact with, they all either quarantine or they need to be tested at day 5, right? So they need to. And one of the things that, you know, nobody is recommending, but is another way to do this is you can wait 5 to 10 days to get, or 5 to 8 days to test after exposure if you have been within that distance for that amount of time. But one of the other things that you can do is you get tested right away. So imagine you get tested right away and you're positive. If you're positive and you're asymptomatic, then your time to come off essentially quarantine is 10 days from when your symptoms or your positive test was, and no symptoms, no fever, anything like that. So that may decrease the time that you need to be quarantined or away from work. So that's one way. What's the downside to that? Well, you know, you get tested, it's negative. You have to wait 5 to 8 days to be retested. So the only downside to that is, one, is the cost or trying to find a place to be tested. So
backstagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay. You know, we know that transmission is from large droplets and probably small droplets. Fomites, you know, things, touching things are there, but not, you know, it doesn't seem that the COVID is transmitted as readily or as easily by surface, touching surfaces where the virus has been. But
yeah,
it can be transmitted, but not like large droplets, like if you've been in close contact with them, exactly like you said.
Yeah, so. Dr. Z, you also, it's fair to mention that both her co-hosts tested negative, and their results came back within 5 days, so that's good news.
Although, I do want to just clarify, are you saying that you should, after exposure, wait 5 days and then get tested? Is that
so
what you're...
Yes, so in order to get the most accurate test, so to get, to really rule out being negative or being positive, you should really wait 5 days after exposure. You need 5 days to see if you do it too soon, if you're negative, you could still develop COVID. If you do it right after, so imagine you get exposed and you're like, okay, I got to run, got to go get tested. Negative, that negative test really doesn't mean anything. If it's positive, it means something. But if it's negative, You've got to be retested in 5 to 8 days. In 5 to 8 days, 5 to 8 days. If you're negative, you're done.
Okay,
that's
good. That's a good nugget, and I think we should pass that along to the powers that be here. But it makes sense. It makes sense. You want to get tested in the middle of those 14 days, in the middle of the exposure. Yeah, like after you've been exposed, not right away, because it might not show up right away on the test. Is what Dr. Z is saying.
That's exactly it. You may start the disease process. You may start the infection, but you're not fully. You're not going to get the most accurate test because you may not have the viral load. You may not have the virus where you need it in order to test positive.
Okay. Quickly, because we have to go to break here in a second. But could you just speak on Dr. Z from BetterMed real quick? This came out that hospital. Occupancy is up, but maybe the patients aren't staying as long as they were before. Like enough of the hospital workers have learned enough about this virus to treat patients quicker in the hospital. Is that true?
That's a great question. I think that's, you know, we have new tools, and, you know, this is changing. Like I told you guys, this is this just changes every day. Every day we learn new things. We're trying new treatments. How do we deal with this? But, right now, the things that are working are the convalescent plasma, remdesivir. Now they're using some steroids. But your point being that maybe patients aren't staying quite as long, it could be. Now, what we're seeing is a younger population being admitted. So where before it's usually your geriatric 60-plus years with comorbidities, hypertension, diabetes, smokers, et cetera. Now we're seeing some 20, 40 years old patients that may, don't have a lot of comorbidities except maybe obesity. So that may be the issue.
Wait, did he just say obesity?
Because I'm screwed. Because these are younger patients that are doing better.
All right. Dr. Z from BetterMed, thank you for a couple minutes and answering some of our questions. We really appreciate it. Check out BetterMed.com if you want to get tested. Testing sites here in Matthews and in Southend.
Well, so just real quickly, I wanted to let you guys know that we rolled out a new test, the Sophia antigen, which is a 15-minute antigen test for COVID. So whereas before you had your testing options were antibody or PCR, and the PCR sometimes. Right now, just so you guys know, it's taking 3 to 7 days because a number of people being tested has increased, so the local labs are overwhelmed. But this this new test that we just deployed is 15 minutes. So you get your results in while you're there. If it's negative, you're done. If it's positive, you're done. So wanted to let you guys know that there's new testing modalities are coming to the market.
Good. Love that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Z. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You guys take care.
Okay. Dr. Z.
And just to clarify, it's bettermedcare.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.